This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the technological base is rapidly being prepared for achieving Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's tech-driven future during a convocation at IIT Hyderabad, this morning he urged students to design world-class technologies and products. Mr. Vaishnaw announced the rollout of India's first indigenous semiconductor chip this year, with 6 semiconductor plants under construction, positioning India as a leading global player. Mr. Vaishnaw also touched on railway reforms, noting the first bullet train to be launched in 2027, alongside the Vande Bharat version 3 being manufactured in Chennai.
The first bullet train project is also rapidly progressing. We should see a bullet train running in 2027, somewhere in August or September. Once we build the first one, we put it in our BJP's manifesto that we'll have 3 more corridors, one in south, one in north, one in east. The first one is getting built in the west part of our country.
Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan today said that India is destined to become a developed country by 2047 and every citizen has a role to play in achieving this goal. He was speaking at the 7th convocation ceremony of IIT Palakkad in Kerala. Highlighting India's growing presence in a global digital space, Mr. Pradhan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi envisions inclusive and ethical digital public infrastructure across the country. Mr. Pradhan said that IIT Palakkad is on the right path and is committed to contributing towards the vision of Viksit Bharat. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia has emphasized the importance of a drug-free youth in achieving India's goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi, Mr. Mandavia urged citizens to prioritize nation-building and join the Drug-Free India campaign. He called on every citizen to pledge to connect to at least 5 youth to the initiative. Over 500 youth representatives from 100 social, cultural and spiritual organizations participated in the summit, which will conclude tomorrow. In Sikkim, the holy journey to the Kailas Mansarovar is going on smoothly through the Nathula Pass. The 6th batch has started their journey today to the Tibetan Autonomous Region from the Nathula Pass. So far, 4 batches have successfully completed the yatra, while the 5th batch is on their way to Gangtok after completing the yatra. The Counter-Intelligence Kashmir under J&K Police is currently conducting searches at 10 locations in 4 districts in Kashmir region. The CIK officials said the searches are being conducted in connection with a terror crime investigation case of the terrorist sleeper cells and a recruitment module being handled by terrorist commander Abdullah Ghaji of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit from across the border. Officials further informed that the searches are underway at 1 location in South Kashmir's Pulwama district, 6 locations in Central Kashmir's Gandharwal district, and 1 in Srinagar and 2 locations in Burgam district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to freedom fighter Mangal Pandey on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded Mangal Pandey as the country's leading warrior who challenged the British rule. He said that Mangal Pandey's story of courage and valor will continue to be the source of inspiration for the people of the nation. China has condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and has called on regional countries to enhance counter-terrorism cooperation to safeguard regional security. In a reaction to the U.S. designating the Resistance Front, a proxy of Pakistan-based Laskar-e-Taiba, as a terrorist organization for its involvement in the Pahalgam terror attack, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian said the country opposes all forms of terrorism. The Department of Post has announced the rollout of next-generation APT application, marking a major leap forward in the journey toward digital excellence and nation-building. The APT application is designed to offer an enhanced user experience, faster service delivery, and a more customer-friendly interface. The Communications Ministry announced that to enable a seamless and secure transition to the advanced digital platform, a planned downtime at several post offices in Delhi has been scheduled for Monday. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. That's all. In this news bulletin, Namaskar.